All right, guys, we're with Riley on a wood with friends. Riley, introduce yourself. The bike man.
This is the bike man.
You don't have to bring up the story. You could listen to other podcasts.
Yeah, you guys got to listen to the bike story, man. That was an epic fail.
You know what an epic is? Like the stories?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant? Did he mean it like that?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You got a professional burglar dog? Look at him. Fucking getting in there.
Hey! Hey!
Get in the troops!
Great!
Now we got a pistol.
We got Pistol Pete in the house. Pistol Pete.
Leica. Come on.
His name is Pistola.
Once you really think my dog's about to just open the door. You seen her holding it? That was funny. Hey, that's a good... It's a good thing I have a dog, huh? And I don't have to talk to him.
The what?
My auntie. Then I don't have to talk to her. She seems to be frightened as a little dog.
Really?
Good thing. Good repellent. Good auntie repellent
Pistola.
Right here.
Pistola.
¿Qué pasa, Riley?
Are you going to travel hard today?
Not today.
Day off?
Tomorrow, yes.
He rolls that shit like a blunt. Cigarette. He rolls it like a blunt.
How do you roll it? What's the difference?
You roll it like this and you lick it one time. See? Three times.
My man rolls more cigs than you, though. He rolls hella cigs. More cigs than you.
How many years rolling?
That's a dumb question. How many? ¿Cuántos fumas a día? En un día. Seven or eight a day. Multiply that by 62 or whatever he is.
No, I mean, how many years he been rolling?
Forever.
Rolling.
Forever.
Yeah? He started when, though? Ask him, like, when he started rolling up.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Or in general?
In general, anything.
Since he was a freaking kid. In Mexico, you smoke cigarettes when you're 11. That's normal. So if you're a baby kid... ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuántos años tenía? When he was 12. What did I tell you? I was spot on. I already knew around the age that these guys start smoking. You'd be seeing little kids in the street just with cigs. The police just passed by. Little kids. I'm talking about like little ass kids. I was like, what the hell?
¿Has
visto niños
fumar
a
los lados?
¿Ah?
¿Le di
de
ahí?
Va mal.
This shit, smoke one of these, you only smoke a cigarette for a few hours.
Probably a couple of days, you'd be fucking sick of cigarettes. One time we went to Mexico. And the only thing to smoke, I think one of my cousins wanted to smoke, and the only thing to smoke was the Swisher. Just a regular Swisher. Smoked it.
Smoked it, huh?
Yacked.
That's nasty as fuck.
En la mañana me hice esto y nomás me fumé eso.
I'm rolling up a fatty. I didn't even know this was going to be this fat.
Raider! Where'd he go? He's over there by the lady. He's over there? You see him?
Yeah.
Oh, she went over there now.
Light up.
Come on. Huh? ¿Son los trabajos hoy? ¿No quieres una?
Ahí tengo modelo.
¿No quieres una de esas? No.
No, me pegan bien machines esas, yo no sé por qué. Pegan machín. Las otras de bote, esas.
No, voy a open it for you.
Esas me pegan mal machín. Porque están como espesas, ¿verdad?
Yeah, esta es 7.5.
De alcohol.
Las otras son como 10. Las que tú tomas, las modelos. How much is a Modelo, the alcohol level?
Probably like 4%, 4.8, maybe 4.5.
Look it up on your phone. My phone is recording the podcast. Oh, I got my other.
Son, ayer vi que compró un compa cuatro.
How much alcohol percentage is Modelo beer?
Compré cuatro de esas Mickey.
Mm-hmm. 4.4.
Las Modelos nomás son 4.4.
Pues por
eso te digo, 7.5 y las otras son como 10.
No, te digo, estas se me hacen como espesas.
Ritter.
Y hay visto más. Que...
Sí. Sí, pues esa 45 y esas.
Oh, yeah. Pero que saben más o menos bueno.
Yeah,
pero,
I was on point with it. 4.4.
You're a little off. You're a little high.
You said 4.5.
And then you said like 4.8.
Drop it. I got another ball too. I found them. Squeaker
Who's
one.
Who's that? The lighter?
Huh? I found a squeaking one.
Where? At the park?
Yeah.
That's one. How you've been finding all these?
Yeah. Like it.
I got off so early today, they were just like, we're going to give you time to clean your truck out.
Really?
They gave me 2 hours. So I got here like around 3, and my time's still gone. So I still got 5 minutes left.
Sheesh.
That's jug, huh? They're like, because it's slow today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to go home, and then start my time to clean the truck.
You didn't even clean your truck, though?
No, that shit's clean already. I clean it.
Every
I clean
day?
It before a job or something.
Yeah.
Let's say I go to a job and they're like, oh, we're not there. I'll be there in 30 minutes. I clean my truck.
So you just stay there and clean it a little bit? Park down the street?
No, park in front of their house, in their driveway. Clean my shit out. Throw their shit in the garbage, in their garbage. You know, without them noticing, but...
Yeah, they're not home.
Yeah, I do that all the time. So my shit's pretty clean. I could organize it a little better.
Un toque? I said no.
No, no problem.
Take it one hit. Go to bed. Night night.
Hopefully this timer don't stop my recording.
A ver, déjate.
You want one of these? Been like nice guy today.
Should we hooked it up with a beer?
But now you have to say on the podcast that you're allowing me to use you on the podcast. And the last couple ones.
He has the copyrights.
Yep.
To use my name.
Perfect. I don't even think it matters. I think if you're on the podcast.
If you get on the podcast, you're signing the waiver already.
I think so. I think that's how it works with podcasts. It's not like TV.
What are the copyrights to a podcast?
No, put a...
Says you gotta ask them. Each person that's on your podcast, if necessary, ask them for the rights to use their name.
Your name, but if I don't use your name.
Yeah, and trademark for good services.
Alright. Tell us a crazy high school story. Go. Anything.
Got fucking head in the high school bathroom.
Tell me that story from the beginning to the end.
I took a
you see, we can't use the girl's name though.
Took a bathroom
let's
break.
Just say, I don't know, make up a name.
No, you just use the race of the chick, that's it. Some white chick, you know?
Okay, I know, but just say a made up name. Becky, go.
Becky?
Yeah.
Got some Becky in the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, that's her name, though, as well. So that's how you describe her. Go. Tell the story. So you were in first period, second period. What was going on? You're skipping class during lunch, after school.
I think it was a break.
It was a break? 15 minute, 30 minute?
No, like a bathroom pass, you know?
You guys both had a bathroom pass? Different classes?
Yeah.
Or were you waiting in there?
It was fucking... I had a bathroom pass. And then I took my bathroom pass. Seen her walking in the hallway. I said, what are you doing? I said, going to the bathroom. She said, well, let's go. And that's pretty much it.
You're a terrible storyteller.
Got Becky in the bathroom.
You're a terrible storyteller. That was nothing.
All right, you tell a story.
Me tell a story? I'm the guy that has the podcast. These guys been hearing me tell stories all day. You know, that's why I'm asking you for a story. You go back and listen to all my stories.
Is your podcast like on...
Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
I mean, can you go on YouTube and look it up?
It's not on YouTube.
Oh!
What?
Who's gonna go in and go get it?
Right.
Alright.
We're back from our commercial break. You have to tell us more, like... So you guys both went into the bathroom. What was your thought process?
Get it, Leica. Get the toy. Get it. Get
was
the
there
ball.
Anybody near the room? I mean, bathroom. Did you have to wait a little bit? Then you went in. It was because it was during class. No one was in the bathroom. Did people come in during?
Nobody came in.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Went into the boys' bathroom. Mm-hmm. She came in.
That's better for you.
Locked the door. Got some Becky.
Wait, you can lock the door in your school?
Yeah.
My school didn't let that shit.
No, lock the bathroom door, you know?
Oh. I thought you meant like the whole bathroom. You meant the stall, bathroom stall.
Yeah, it was like one of those bigger stalls.
Okay.
So you just go in there. And, yeah.
How did it come up? She was just like,
let's go. I suck your dick, so I said, fuck yeah, let's go.
Just like that?
Yeah. just like that. Kind of a fatter white chick, you know?
Okay, look, you see? Word description. That's what I like to hear. Okay, go ahead. What else does she look like? How, what group was she in?
She had math class.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Like, what was her group?
She was the gothic group.
Okay, you see? Now, painting a picture. That's how you paint a picture, okay. Goth, kind of on the chubby side. Okay. What color was her hair? Did she have some goth color hair?
Purple.
Oh, I guess. Okay, you see, now you're painting a picture in my head. I could kind of not see her, but you know, imagine. Okay. Now, you see, that sounds like somebody that would just do that. Because them goth bitches be freaky, huh? Right, so...
a little gothic. Ray, get out of there!
Shh! It's probably just rainwater.
You want to see the ball?
Alright, and then you went back to class. Feeling like a champ.
Feeling like a champ.
And then you tell your boys.
The teacher yelled at me.
What?
Said that was 10 minutes too long or something like that.
That's not that much more time.
Will she catch it like in the air?
Yeah, you have to aim it. Let me give her a good throw.
Oh.
That was a terrible throw. You have to give it a little high one so she could
see it?
Yeah. Okay. So. Okay, what other questions did I have? So the boys' bathroom, you answered that.
Drop it like a... drop it.
So somebody came in, you didn't give a fuck. You're just like...
whatever.
But no one came in?
Huh?
No one came in?
Nobody.
You got so lucky. Let me see.
Micah, give me the ball. Give me. She don't drop it?
She'll drop it. Maybe she don't want to run no more. I don't know.
She dropped it. Get it.
Go, go. What other questions that I have about this story? You said math? You're in a math class? Or what? What are you in class with?
She was in math.
Oh.
And I'm like a science class.
Okay, so they don't care. Science teachers are usually cool, right?
She said I was 10 minutes late.
She didn't give you no demerit or anything, right? Or whatever they give you. What did they give you guys? Referrals or... whatever they're called.
Right. Shh. Come on. Go.
All right, a crazy up in the hill story. Huh? You already told the dog story, right?
First time I shot a deer?
Alright, first time you shot a deer, go.
The story's a little graphic, guys. Be careful.
It doesn't matter. The sponsors don't care.
The woods with friends, they don't care about crime.
Oh, this is a crime?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was in season or something, or what?
No, out of season.
Alright, this is all a made-up story, starting now. Okay, tell your story.
So we were in the woods one day, and then I seen a deer.
Who you with? Who, what, where, when? Let me help you out on how to tell a story. So it was you.
It was me.
Uh-huh. Go on. Who else?
Chewy.
You see?
You just made it up. You said make it up.
Alright, made it up. All right. Yeah, you have to make up the names anyways. Alright, you were with how many people at least? Say that.
Me and two other people.
Okay. Okay, so you're out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time was it? Was it sun out?
In the woods. It's about, you know, about right now, about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So sun.
So we're chilling, you know, outside, and we hear something, you know, trotting in the woods. Well, my buddy says, you got a piece. And I say, yeah, the rifle's right here in the truck. You know, it's like a run a ridge.
Uh-huh.
And, so we go to that, we get in the truck, my buddy gets in the back with the gun, and we start driving.
Okay.
And up on the hill, and we see this little grouping of deer.
How many deer?
It was about three deer.
Three? Okay.
Three babies.
Go on.
And then we just see the deer. Stop the truck. And then my
what's going through your head?
Shot. Hits the deer.
Oh, that's it. He hits the deer.
And we go over there. My buddy says, you know how to clean a deer and clean it out, end it.
That's just sick. Yeah. That's nasty. I can't do that. I wouldn't be able to do that.
It ain't that hard. It's easy as fuck.
I know the skin just comes right. Well, it doesn't come right off, you know, but it's not because it's hard. It's just I wouldn't.
You don't gotta touch the guts at all.
I know you don't have to touch the guts, but you still have to touch the fucking flesh. Okay, so what's going through your mind?
That was it. Just opened it up and that was it.
That's a good story. Yeah, you need to improve on your storytelling skills, though. Look up a YouTube tutorial. Listen to my podcast.
Let's peace. Take a story. Okay, we have a special guest here. Spanish speaking only.
It's recording.
It's still my own story. Tell him.
Oh, yeah. It's recording.
El tiempo de...
No, it's recording. Hello.
Hola.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Pistola.
How are you?
Go.
Oh, es grabadora?
Yeah.
Dice Riley, si tienes una historia.
Que si tengo qué?
Story.
Una life story.
Una historia?
Yeah.
De tu vida, I don't know.
The Viva Loca Peace.
No, pues no más andar. Pues cuando era músico y diario nos dábamos un gallo para ir a tocar.
Ajá.
Hey.
Es que se presta, porque puedes, no hay pedo con, casi ni con la ley, con los músicos.
¿No tienes una memoria? Algo que me envía.
Iba con un compadre de mi jefe a pistear. Y tenía dos hijas chidas. Y las dos eran como mis novias, me las llevaba a la barranca. Y a una le decía, a ver, anda a buscar unas flores, a ver si hay flores bonitas. Y mientras de que se iba esa, me agasajaba la otra. Y luego ya regresaba esa, no, que era, a ver, ahora tú tiéndete a buscar florecitas, y a la otra también me la matucaba.
¿Sabían? Y eran hijas
de,
¿Sabían?
Pues no sé, no, pero yo no. Me las agasajaba.
Ah, ok, ok, eso no al mismo tiempo.
No, mandaba una primero y luego a la otra.
So while I was talking about pulling two bitches.
Yeah.
No. Jesus, that's my, that is me.
Are you trying to hide the ball?
¿Qué andas haciendo? Oh, yeah.
Alright, how about a story, y'all? An edible story. You got one of those? Everybody has one of those. You done got Beef. One?
Beef got one.
¿Y a ti cómo te iba ahí donde sembrabas mota?
Yeah, he's talking about your days in the hill.
Le digo que debería traer la pura feria tantos años trabajando ahí.
He said that you're supposed to be balling.
Sí, ahí trae la, el cuajo, saca la feria.
He said that you'd be balling.
Saca el cuajo.
Your sack's bigger, piece, no money. Saca poquito.
No, que a creer 5 años trabajando y no traes. No.
Disappointed you, dog.
Pues, pinche trabajo de sembrando motas debe de ser bien pagado, ¿no?
I got a dog out of it, that's what I got.
It's a pretty good deal.
Look at him, he just chills.
Just try to sow a semen. On the internet. You should make an Instagram only for your dog. And that's how you sell the semen.
Yeah. His name on their patches.
Hmm? What?
Ray. Put Ray on there.
No, just put Raider, I guess.
Raider.
No, yo ya estoy con eso, tengo.
Yo. What?
No más.
The wood?
No, no está chula.
So you don't got an edible story or what?
No con eso.
No?
Yeah?
No, I do, but I said them already, I think, on the podcast.
No.
Yeah. Pretty sure I said all of them. Alright, how about, I'll just retell them. How about, look, this is a good one. One time, me and my friends.
Ahí está, tú también le fumas, cabrón, ¿verdad? Le fuma también bien poquito, no le fuma como tú.
Dos.
All right, but so it was me and my friends, right? So I was gonna make some brownies, right? And they pre-took money from people, they pre-bought them, right? And I made these brownies, but I made two batches, so I had some extra ones that I was gonna sell there, and then they already pre-sold ones. The money I used mostly on myself. The shake, I think I bought. I got it for free or something. I got it really cheap. And you know, brownie mix and stuff isn't that. So I did all these pre-orders, and then I just had hella brown. I baked them in the middle of the night, whatever. And the day I was gonna bring them, it was to this A's game where all the seniors go to an A's game, right? This whole story is made up, first of all. Let me just say that right now. It's made up. Okay. So I was making them overnight, right? And then I take them out in the middle of the night, whatever. I put them in little wrapping things. And then put them in fucking, what do you call it? Sandwich boxes, right? And then I get... And then I go to school, right? With a backpack. No books, no nothing. Just a backpack full of brownies. And then I go. And I try to get in. And they're like, hey, bro, your hair's too long. You have to go and cut it. And then come back. I was like, oh, no, I'm just going to the A's game. He's like, oh, yeah, you can't go. Because your hair's too long. You have to go cut it and then come back. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I don't care. I just got sent home. And I was like, whatever. I'll just go smoke a wood with Ode or something. He'll be on the block for sure. This is when he was living right here. So then I make the brownies, right? And I'm like, fuck. So I call my two friends that helped me like do the pre-orders. Because I wasn't doing that. My job was the brownies. And then, I gave him the brownies. I was like, yep, if you guys just give these out, I'll give you, like, two brownies. And then, two brownies each. And then we're good. And they're like, all right. And then they passed them out. Sold a bunch of them. I got the money eventually, but let me continue. So they go to the A's game. I go with, you know, smoke wood. The next fucking day, I'm in chemistry class, and my teacher's like telling us this story about how this girl was going crazy and passed out or something at the A's game.
She's trying to get in.
I think I got the shake from Dev, actually. That's from Dev for free. And then, the teacher's just going on about, like, you don't know what they can put in brownies, yada yada. So I end up finding out my friends are fucking baked. One of them even gave me more money to get more brownies. He said he had like 5 brownies. These were not, no, weak brownies. And then my other friend was like, yeah. And then one girl fucking started passing out or whatever. And they had to take it to the ambulance. And then my friend started yakking. And then it was crazy. My whole class was fucking loaded. And my friends didn't snitch on me. And I never got in trouble for it. They got kind of in trouble, but I didn't. And then, this little girl fucking... They said that she was fucking seizuring or whatever. But my friends didn't snitch, gave me the money. That was fate, huh? My hair being too long, not going to that thing. If I went to that thing, I would have gotten in so much trouble.
At the A's game with El Brownies?
My friends got suspended for a while. I had a whole backpack full. Like,
They're all wrapped up?
Wrapped up in sandwich boxes. Like, I had, like, 4 sandwich boxes. Like, big ones. You know the ones that you fit, like, 2 sandwiches in?
Yeah.
Chuck. Alright, the other brownie story I have with this kid. That's so. My other friend, he also made brownies after me, but his mom's like a chef or something, so his brownies would actually taste good. Mine tasted like fucking shit. And then he used hella like keef and wax and shit, made them hella strong. One time fucking I was in class, my Mandarin class, we out here cultured, and my Mandarin class, that's Chinese for you, you didn't know what Mandarin was. I was fucking chilling there talking to my friend, and then this one kid, I wouldn't consider him my friend.
Trying to get in there and get water.
I wouldn't consider him my friend.
Look at, get the food.
You get it.
Huh?
You get it. So I wouldn't consider him my friend. He was more of an acquaintance.
He's probably not gonna go to it. Probably wants water. Yep.
So I was talking to my other friend, and this other guy was like, just in his seat, was like, fuck, right? Hella like tripping out. And my teacher was this Asian small guy, and this guy was like a black guy, kind of tall, I guess. You know, regular height, but my teacher was like a small Asian guy. So he was tripping. He's like, what the hell? He's like, fuck. He started hella tripping, and this girl went and like gave him a hug or something, and then he calmed down kind of. And then the teachers came, got him hella in trouble. But the funny part is that we were hearing the story after when he told us. We're like, I was like, what happened? He told me that Peter had given him a brownie or sold him a brownie.
No.
Peter had sold, or I mean, not Peter, some guy, my friend had sold him a brownie, right? And that he ate it. That he was hella fucking high, having a good time. But right when he walked into Mandarin class, his friend went up to him and was like, hey, don't think about death. And then he just left. Just told him that and left. And then I guess that's why he started tripping out, because he started thinking about that. Like hella tripping out. That's funny, huh? That's fucked up. What his friend did. Now you guys are getting that story twice, since I already said it before. But it's okay. Now you
for
have
all
to.
All the lewdness in theirs.
Huh? Now you have to tell
get
us.
Get up there like a goat. Get up.
I said 2 of them. Your first edible, though.
I never had an edible.
Never?
No.
This is even stranger. Why?
Never had one.
Nothing even close to an edible.
Nothing.
You suck, dog. Alright, 420 story, go.
I've smoked 420 blunts on 420.
Alright, tell us about the experience, where, who, what, you know, what I told you.
So we were on Happy Hill. There's 10 other subjects. Can I name the names?
Okay.
But there's 10 of us. And we got fucking loaded. Happy Hill status.
10 people, and you said 420 blunts. So that's 42 blunts each. That's not that bad.
Fucking hippie hill. We are fucked up.
42 blunts is a lot of tobacco, though. I'd be just sick of the tobacco. There's some skimps or something, or...
Fatty.
So it was only 10 people hitting those blunts?
Yeah.
So 42 each. That is a lot, actually. No way. Those numbers are... There's some, definitely some left over for the later sesh.
No, we were
all on Hippie Hill.
We were like 220 blunts deep.
All in Hippie Hill?
Yep, on 420. And we started like fucking 8 o'clock.
You know, 420 morning. Woods is more like 6. I mean, 420 blunts is more like 6 woods.
No.
It's my woods. At least be like 3 swishers. Well, at least.
An eighth?
At least. Sometimes. That was more than 8. For sure.
That was like 2 grams.
Hell nah. I barely fit it in there. You seen the huge nug? It was like this?
Yeah. And
the 2 small ones? That one's at least.
Too bad. It looks like peanut butter.
Alright, I don't know. One more story out of at least for this podcast. How much time do we got?
Where's the ball? Like, get it. Where's the
time? We got time. One more story. Oh, yeah, 12%. Let's go.
You get the ball, Jimmy.
Alright, first day meeting the dog. Dope.
Like, what's your shit list?
No. You meeting Young Raider. And how you came up with the name.
I got him as a puppy.
Mm-hmm. How, who, what, when, you know the deal.
Huh?
Who, what, where, when. A year ago. I know that much.
Yeah, it was a year ago. Maybe this time. Snowing.
Snowing?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, you're a mountain man. Nah, you're just a mountain man. Okay, go on.
She's gonna pop that ball.
They just gave it to you like that, with a cage.
Like that. Here you go, little puppy.
How small was it? No way. It fit in your palm?
Yeah.
No way.
It was like maybe, you know, my hand.
Because like it was like this big. When you I got
seen
it.
Her.
Huh?
How big?
Like this when I got it.
Yeah?
She was pretty small. She was like just fluffy. It was a puppy. I don't know how many months. Maybe like 3 Catch months. It. 3-4 months, maybe 5 months. I don't know. I need to ask Mario.
Did you listen to Mario more?
No.
Or you?
I fucking got her when she was a puppy.
Yeah?
She was just in a cage. Looked like she was there all day. I didn't pull her out. Saved her. Are you looking?
And what is it? You left her in there all day?
I guess when they dropped it off. They just left it in there all day.
Are you in your room?
Huh?
In your room?
No, in the living room. So funny, huh?
And you just opened it up and said, Laika!
I wish I had a picture of her when she was small. But pictures don't do small dogs justice, huh?
No.
They don't do justice. You have to do a video. You have to be in person.
Yeah, like a video.
Sometimes you gotta be in person because you don't know how small dog
smoke is. It like this, just without the paper.
It won't even work. So you got a bag or what?
I got a little bit. That's all I need.
Just take all of it.
Fuck that.
You got some for days. Just take one more stick. That's the new stuff? You grabbed the new stuff specifically? Why? Tobacco tastes nasty when it's dried out, too?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Raider.
Go ahead.
Instantly now? He's not letting that go, huh?
That's a good sign. Your dog likes the balls, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like a up, up, up. She's like, there's a dog there. Up, up.
Still good on that one?
No. Did I confuse your dog or what? Is he confused?
No.
Genuinely. Con on him. This is what we need to do. Tie that ball to the fucking the other chew toy. Oh, Laika. Go get the other toy. Go get the other toy. Get the toy. I'm not confused at all. Alright, so tomorrow, 8 a.m., we're to the dog park.
To the marina?
You went on your bike?
Yeah.
How long was it?
Like 25 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just driving. How long is this driving?
Like 10 minutes.
Better be 10 minutes. I'll look at it right now.
Look at that. Look it. How far is the marina in San Leandro from my location?
The drive from your location to the Marina Inn on San Francisco Bay is 5.9 miles.
On
bike, it took you almost 30 minutes. Yeah. 16 minutes is too far. No, it's too far. It was tight?
Yeah.
What was it like?
It says tight. They got some jumps for the dogs. No, they can go on the little jumps. Barrels. Fucking water.
How about let's go to the close one again? Just in case.
Just in case your dog needs to drink water. Fucking ASAP Rocky style again. Your dog's ready, bro. Let's go. My dog's fucking juiced. Look at him. He's like, what the fuck, bro? Oh, shit.
What time is it? Spencer's over there. Oh shit, it's already about to be your dinner time, huh? Alright, I guess this is the end of the podcast.
Let's be solo. Peace. Peace solo, it's the end of the podcast. We need you out here.
He's done. The dunk him. Oh, no.
He's coming. Pistola.